Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
16 minutes before 8 o'clock, we've got an extra minute and we shan't waste it. On the line, Zanti Swanepoel. She's an international speaker, she's a motivator, she's a businesswoman, and she's just so nice to speak to on a Wednesday morning. Morning, Zanti, hoe gaan het daai kant?
Môre, Brad. Weet jy wat, dit gaan goed. Ons leef allemaal bo ons omstandighede en ons krijg verskrikke koud vandag. Ek denk selfs as jy daar in die Kaap, dit is maar 'n vriesende woensdagoggend in Pretoria.
So you've got to warm us up now with your words.
No, I'm going to try my utterly best and trust the Holy Spirit to do what he needs to do. Weet jy wat, Brad? Ja, ek denk vir oggend luisteraars praat ek die hardste met myself. I always enjoy these Wednesday mornings because, you know, I also listen to what I have to say because most of the time it is things I need to adhere to and wisdom that the Holy Spirit brings that sometimes, yeah, we always have to follow and live under. But I think if you feel like me, Brad, the last week in our lives in our country has been quite interesting in the sense that I don't think anybody, now us especially in Gauteng and I think everybody in KwaZulu-Natal, has really been shaken. Ons is van alle kante afgedruk en geskrik en gealles wat se woorde ons daaraan wil heg. En dit het my net weer op 'n plek gebring wat ek besef het, maar die woord van die Here is so waar as hy sê. En daar was nie 'n meer krusial tyd as nou om die Here te hoor as hy vir ons sê, we live by faith and not by sight. 2 Korintiërs 5 vers 7. We live by faith and not by sight. Ek is so dankbaar vir hierdie versie in die Bybel, want as dit nie vir dit was nie, en ons moet net lewe vir alles wat ons om ons sien, en wat ons fabriceer rondom dit, want nie een van ons het die volle waarheid nie, net die Here weet, want hy sien alles. Ons sien in dele, en dan probeer ons dit uitfigure op 'n manier. Maar iets wat ek dalk aan die luisteraars kan deel, wat ek net weer moes besef hierdie week, is dat when the world feels like an emotional roller coaster, kan het nie anders opsom as dit nie. Steady yourself with a simple basic tasks. Do the dishes, fold the laundry, water the plants, cook a meal for the family. Because simplicity attracts wisdom. En weer sê, simplicity attracts wisdom. Dis baie keer in hierdie eenvoudige taakies, hierdie dinge wat ek dink niksvekkend is, niemand eintlik raak sien nie, dis in hierdie tye wat ek besig is om dit te doen, die basics van die lewe, wat die Here kom ons my wysheid gee, wat alle verstand te bowe gaan. Ek wil vir jou sê, as daar tyd was om ons gedagtes te beskerm, is dit nou, en ek praat hierdie hart met myself. Want alles wat ek en jy sien, hoor, aanraak, besief, alles wat deur ons sintuie kom, everything that comes through our senses, becomes a thought. And my thoughts become actions, and my action behavior and behavior habits, and my habits determine my destiny. So if I look at my habits, I can actually go back and determine where they came from, because they came from a thought. Ek wil vir jou sê, as die Here sê, in 2 Korintiërs 10 vers 5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. As daar 'n tyd was om ons gedagtes gevangene te neem en obedient te maak aan die woord van God, is dit nou. Want ons almal dink verskillende goed, en wat ons dink, gaan ons word. As a man thinketh, so is he, Proverbs 23:7. Ek wil vandag vir jou los met 'n storie wat vir jou net bietjie gaan verduidelik die krag van jou gedagtes. En hoe ernstig die Here is as hy sê neem elke gedagte gevangene. En hoe ernstig hy is as hy sê do not live by sight, but by faith. Moenie besluit te maak op goeders wat jy rondom jou sien. Trust your heart. Many years ago, a scientist wanted to test a theory. He needed a volunteer to get to the last consequences. Finally, he found him. He was a death sentence inmate who would be executed in the electric chair. The scientist proposed to the convicted, which is the following. He would participate in a scientific experiment that consisted of a small cut in his pulse with the purpose of his blood slowly dripping to the last drop. He explained to him that he had minimal chances of survival, but that in any way his death would be without suffering, pain, and he wouldn't even notice. The convicted man accepted because dying this way was more preferably to dying in the electric chair. They placed him on a stretcher and tied his body so that he couldn't move with a blindfold over his eyes. Then they made a small cut on his wrist and placed a small aluminium vessel under his arm. The cut was superficial, just the first layer of his skin. But it was enough for him to believe that they actually cut his veins. Under the bed, a serum jar with a small valve regulating the passage of liquid in the form of drops falling into a vase was placed. The convicted man could hear the drip, and he counted every drop of what he believed was his blood. The scientist, with the convicted person being blindfolded, was closing the valve so that the drip would diminish with the intention of him thinking his blood was now ending. With the minutes passing, his face was losing color. His heart rate speeded up, and he lost air to his lungs. When despair reached its peak, the scientist completely shut down the valve, and then the convicted man went into cardiac arrest and died. The scientist managed to prove that the human mind strictly meets everything it perceives, and that individual accepted either positive or negative. The body reacts to what the mind believes. He ended off with the following. I've always thought that the mind had no limits when deceiving itself. Even worse, when you don't understand things and start manufacturing things that you can understand. Many times in our lives, problems seem to be disastrous. But possibly there is someone who tells us there is a small possibility of reversing the situation. But we decide to believe only what we are able to perceive and imagine. We choose what we believe. You see, who thinks of failing already failed. Whoever thinks of winning takes one step forward. Ek los jou vanoggend, luisteraars, met die gedagte dat dit wat om jou is, is net inligting. Dit wat in die woord van die Here is, is waarheid. You choose. Dis nou die tyd om te glo en wat God sê oor ons land. Om te glo oor wat hy sê oor jou lewe. Wat die Here sê oor jou kinders. Wat die woord sê oor sy voorsiening vir jou in elke situasie. Dis nou die tyd om te sê, elke ding wat ek lees nou, alles wat ek sien, alles wat ek hoor, om dit gevangene te neem. Capture those, to take them into captivity, those thoughts, and say, if this does not align with the word of God, I will not believe. We live by faith and not by sight. 2 Timothy 1:7, ek sluit af hier. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. May we protect, in Jesus' name, our minds in a time like this. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.